Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you, do some research, go to websites, look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Listeners to City on a Hill, we're so grateful that you've tuned in, and as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us for such a time as this. You know, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, and I think for a long time, we parents, grandparents, all of us that love children have not realized really what was being planned for the children in schools. But now we're finding out, and I'm so grateful. I know, Miss Barbara, you're on, and I'm just so grateful to see the friends that's on board with us. And today is one of those great days. You know, I just see people from California and people from Texas, and I'm just so excited. I can hardly contain myself because it's like, you know, help is coming. Well, help is here. So with that in mind, Ms. Barbara, we like to start the show off on the right foundation, and you do it so well, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Diana. I want to begin today with a quote by John Adams. I think it's important that we continue to look back to our strong foundation, our Christian heritage, and those ideas that so important to the founding fathers. I am a conservative because I am a Christian. And the founding fathers were strongly principled men who they had strong convictions, and those came from the Word of God. And I think it's important that when we're talking about any issue, whether it's education or the economy or whatever it is, that we go back to those principles that made our country great. John Adams stated, "All men are born free and independent and have certain natural, essential, and unalienable rights, among which may be reckoned the right of enjoying and defending their lives and liberties, that of acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, in fine, that of seeking and obtaining their safety and happiness." Those are among our natural rights. given to us by God, and those some of that is echoed in the Declaration of Independence as well. So let's bow our heads and let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father, for the privilege of being able to acknowledge you, address you, Father, and that your ears are open to our prayers. Thank you, Father, that your word tells us that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous people avail much. And Lord, we know that we are joining with your people throughout this country and indeed all over the world in praying for our country. This country has been a beacon of hope throughout the years, and the entire world continues to look to us, Father, to be that beacon of hope, that place of freedom and opportunity and prosperity where you can start with nothing and use our God-given talents and abilities to rise and not just acquire, but to accomplish much in this world to your glory and the good of mankind. Thank you, Father, that we have been privileged to be a part of that. Father, we ask, Lord, for a spirit of repentance to invade this land, to absolutely invade this land and all your people, Lord, and that there would be a great awakening, because we know, Father, that the farther away we get from you, Lord, the more decadence, the more sorrow and suffering there will be. But as we turn to you, Father, asking you for forgiveness and cleansing, Lord, you are so pleased to give it when we come in sincerity. So that's what we're praying for, Father, because we know that in you are all the right answers, solutions to any challenge and any problem that we face. We pray now, Father, that you would guide us on this radio broadcast. Father, that put your words in our mouths, Father. We acknowledge, Father, that our human understanding is lacking, and we need yours, O Lord. We ask for wisdom, Lord, to be able to rightly apply your word of truth. We ask, Father, for your help, your empowerment, your equipping. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. And, you know, Ms. Barbara, it's just really awesome to have you and Pastor Wayne, two historians, on this show to really set the record straight. And that's what you do very well. And we are just so beholden to you and, of course, beholden to the God who saw fit to allow this nation to be experiencing so much success and freedom if we walk in his ways. And I was speaking to somebody earlier about, you know, I have to walk in faith and asking God, yes, he may not do what I ask, but I'm going to walk in faith. And I was saying something about, I remember a king who, you know, who asked God, and God lengthened his days. And guess what, Ms. Barbara? I opened my Bible just now for a word I like to do before we do the show, and God turned me to those that scripture. It's about Hezekiah, King Hezekiah.
Yeah.
And you know what, Ms. Barbara? I'm reminded of that, in that here we are with these ladies asking God. We know that, you know, America has really went away from the Lord, but we're asking God for mercy. And I'm wondering if this is not a sign from God that, you know, he is hearing our pleas for mercy, and he is going to give us grace. So I'm excited about that. And here with us today, we've got Alice Linehan from Texas. Hi, Alice.
Hello. I'm glad to be on, and I've been out of pocket running around the state fighting Common Core's Texas version of C-Scope, and so I am honored to be on the show today.
Well, Alice, we are honored that you always take the time in your busy schedule. I looked at your blog and I thought, oh, no, it's going to be very busy for her. She will not have a chance to do this. So thank you in advance, Alice. And also we've got our dear friend from California, two of them, Dawn Wildman and Christina Micos. We're always so grateful, ladies, for what you are doing. Also, you're just like Alice. I mean, you've got more on your plate than really most people can handle. But Ms. Barbara, they do it anyway, you know? They find the time to do it anyway. So we're thanking you on behalf of the children in advance, because I'm believing that's what God is saying. He's going to have grace on us, mercy upon us, and support. But, Alice, we're excited, and I know that Dawn and Ms. Christina was posting that about what happened in Texas, but I think I'm going to turn this over first to Ms. Christina, because we were trying to get a hold of you. Because Ms. Christina has got something that she is very interested in passing on to you, which I don't know, Ms. Christina, if you want to do it now or maybe we can talk later, but I'm going to turn it over to you and see what you want to say to Alice.
Well, Alice, it's really on our last coalition call that we had. Alice, this is Christina. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah. I sent you an email, but apparently I had the wrong email address, so it never made it to you. But Diane and I were talking on our last call, our coalition call for Common Core, about things to do. And we've talked about there's that Southern Baptist convention in Texas that's coming up.
Yes, yes.
And what we'd like to do is reach out to these pastors. We've got to start reaching out to these pastors, Alice, and wake them up so that they start waking people up from their congregations. I'm working with one here in my area, and it's important. So what we'd like to do is actually physically reach out to them and see if we can reach them on this level of C-Scope and Common Core and start getting them to understand what's really going on. With it and the importance and the necessity of them speaking out from their pews and their churches and reaching their congregations, especially those that have K-12 Christian schools connected to their ministries. So that's kind of the 5-minute synopsis of what our thought process was.
And
go ahead.
I think you're right on target, and there are several groups that are forming actually here in Texas. Some I've been a part of, and I know actually there's a big event here in the middle of June as well for pastors, and I was asked to speak at it specifically to connect the dots with this Common Core and C-Scope. So I definitely think that with every avenue that we can try to open up the door for dialogue in this, it's important, because there's a lot of misinformation out there from the right side. We have, you know, a lot of Republicans, a lot of people who are in very high positions who have now endorsed Common Core, and people are confused. And so I think to hear this information from their pastors, from the church, is key. And I know that, you know, whether there are a lot of private schools here in Texas who are actually taking the Race to the Top Common Core grants. Mm-hmm. And so we're in that education phase right now where people are trying to figure out what's going on. And so I think it's important for the pastors to hear from us. So I think that's a great idea.
Awesome. Do you want to talk about it more on the radio, Diana, or do you want to sell this and we'll talk about it with Alice?
We'll talk about it with Alice, because I think, Alice, you're probably going to try to come on our national call this week. Do you think you can make it?
I think so. I'm actually heading to New Orleans tomorrow.
for 2 days of meetings, but I think I can, my flight leaves later on Thursday after the call. And I know Don and I are supposed to be on Silvio's show at 9. So hopefully I will be, I might have to call in from the airport, but I will call in.
You're just everywhere. Well, let me. Can I run this by Miss Christina? Miss Christina had an awesome gentleman on Don's happy birthday night, and she was not on with us. But I think Mr. Chapman was on, and he said some things that just triggered something in my mind about we need to have some kind of a letter with signatories such as you, Alice, and many others to present a letter to the leaders of the Southern Baptist, because I think Dr. Chapman or Mr. Chapman presented really a case for the churches so well that, you know, this is something that they need to be involved in the fight, because really this is an affront to the churches, really to Christianity is what I see it. But I'm thinking if we get a letter out there like that, Alice, and maybe get some of the pastors. I know I saw the letter. I think you were the one that passed me the email or something about the Oklahoma pastors. If we can get them also to help with this, be part of the signatories to this letter, I think it's going to be very powerful, because we know we have a lot of educators and leaders, you know, in the churches that have really done their homework. And we are on the right side. We are on the true side as to what Common Core really is. But I think maybe such a presentation would have an impact, is what I'm praying it will. It will do.
Like if you get David Barton to, you know, Wall Builders to endorse it, and Pastor, you know, so that it has some impact when it reaches these pastors as we're reaching out to them.
I think that's great, and I know that, you know, obviously David Barton has a national following, and he is just very much in Texas loved and appreciated. So I think that that's great. That's great. And there are a lot of pastors looking for a place to be. So I think it would be great. Would be great.
Yeah, I think we really need to, yeah.
And Ms. Christina, so that's something that you and Mr. Chapman, and I just forgot the first name. Is it
Mike.
Michael? Okay, Mike Chapman, and just an awesome presentation he did last on the last call. But and Don, you have been, posting about the win in Texas, you, Ms. Christina, and I think Ms. Barbara has too, so... Don, do you want to go ahead and ask Alice to talk about that now, or do you have something else you'd like to make a comment about?
I just wanted to comment that I watched a little bit of the hearing yesterday in the House Education and Workforce Committee, and it was a hearing with Arne Duncan, and it was so frustrating because... Mm-hmm. It is absolutely true that we have an impotent Congress. They may hold the majority in the House, but they are impotent to actually do anything about any issue, frankly, from the way I view this, but even more so about education. You had Arizona Congressman Salmon actually directly ask Arne Duncan if they were changing curriculum with Common Core, and have Arne Duncan flat out say, oh, no, we're not doing that. That would be against the law. But you had this congressman from Arizona who starts off by saying this about Common Core and saying, oh, but this isn't black helicopter stuff, and this isn't, conspiracy stuff. This is what my constituents are talking about. Well, why would you use the language of the left to even go there? That says to me that you didn't take it seriously to begin with. You gave Arne Duncan an out when he said, oh, no, we're not doing that. You just went, okay, that's cool, I'm done. You had Bunshan from Indiana ask him about the waivers, which are largely an end run around Congress, and yet still nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nobody challenges Arne Duncan or the Department of Education. So if there was ever a time that I'm very secure in the knowledge that Congress will not help us, it was at that moment.
Well, and everyone, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but C-SCOPE is not gone in Texas. And just like we saw in Congress, we cannot depend on the Texas legislature, even though they voted a resolution to reject Common Core overwhelmingly, bipartisanly. Common Core is coming into Texas by the droves, and C-SCOPE is not going away.
Really?
Basically, what happened is they took the lessons out of the 870-plus districts. The lessons, as bad as they are, the lessons aren't the only issue, and actually aren't, well, the lessons are not the only issue. The issue is the tactics to bring in an agenda. And so the scope and sequence districts are still going to be using, and the assessments the districts are still going to be using. And the assessments are part of the biggest challenge that teachers and students are having. I just had lunch with two mothers from a small district whose superintendent sent out an email to their board members this morning saying that C-SCOPE is not going away in their district. So we cannot depend on elected officials. We cannot depend on superintendents and administrators and educrats, if you will, to do the right thing. We have got to, in a big way, organize from district to district, county to county, state to state, and tell the stories of the victims of Common Core curriculum and C-SCOPE in Texas. Because our children are the ones who are suffering. And these people are so closely tied. In this one district, I've been in four districts in the last 5 days, and in those districts, every one of them had some kind of an issue with nepotism, to where either a school board member was married to a C-SCOPE consultant, school board or a C-SCOPE consultant is married to an education service center employee, and all of these people, their whole family income is dependent on education products. That's what's happening here, is people are in small communities all across this nation are being organized and used by the far left to become the agenda pushers, and they don't even realize it.
Well, so, Alice, I'm confused, because we were hearing that, the other, and then you're saying that, but then I know, Ms. Barbara, we had a conversation, which one of the fears that we had is that in all these other states, even though we don't have C-SCOPE, because of the cloud system that's going,
right,
they're going to have that was the way that it's going to come in. So is that what you're saying?
Well, it's both. Now they've got here's the insidious thing. Now they've got the scope and sequence side of it, the time management side of it, into all these districts. Now they've just taken out the curriculum. So now when iCloud comes in and it's free, there's your curriculum, and it easily fits into the scope and sequence. It's very, very dangerous, and people have no clue what's happening.
Well, what was that big announcement then from the Board of Education, all those people that got together and made this big announcement that as of August 31st, it will none of this will be allowed to be in the classroom?
It's the curriculum. It's not the districts were sold C-Scope as a scope and sequence, a time management system for the teachers. And then the TESCCC, which is the Education Service Centers, there's 20 of them across the state of Texas. What those Education Service Centers did was form a 501c3 nonprofit board. The 20 service center directors became the board members of this nonprofit. The nonprofit is the TESCCC. That's who held the copyright and owned the curriculum, the lessons in the C-Scope. So those 20 board members wrote a letter to Senator Dan Patrick and said that they were no longer going to be in the business of selling C-Scope curriculum. So they pulled the curriculum out, but the education, but they kept in place. They're still leasing to the school districts the scope and sequence, the time management system, without the lessons. So they're still going to, and what we're hearing from these districts that are digging in their heels and not taking C-Scope out is that they're keeping the scope and sequence. So they're still going to be paying, with our tax dollars, a $7 to $9 yearly fee per child to rent this time management system, which, by the way, there is no need for any district to use this. Because the TEA, the Texas Education Agency, has the scope and sequence and all the materials that teachers need to write their own curriculum and to do it themselves, for districts to do it themselves. That's what Donna Garner's been saying for this whole time. There is no need. Teachers and districts, all the information's on the TEA website. But the education service centers would not push that because they have this product, the C-Scope product, that they're trying to sell. And they're digging in their heels because they're all making money at it. We've got to be very careful that we understand what's happening here. It's tactics and maneuvers. And they thought that they would make this big announcement and that it would just go away and everybody would go away for the summer. And we won't be talking about education when all the kids are on vacation. Well, I can tell you that in Texas, we're not going away. And we are organizing, and moms and dads across the state are not happy about this. At all.
Well, Alice, you know, me and Miss Barbara, you know, you're a teacher that loves to teach and you want to do it rightly. And when I hear Alice saying that, I know it's being pushed by others, not the teachers, but I'm almost thinking that, you know, we're hearing great things about Common Core from teachers who, I hate to say it, some of them must be lazy. Because I'm thinking, you know, this might seemingly make it easier for them. And I'm guessing that might be the reason for this being pushed by some of the teachers, Miss Barbara, is it makes their job easier. But then I guess they don't tie it into the fact that evaluations are going to be tied in to the
mm-hmm.
test. So, Miss Barbara, they
don't have all the information that they need. Right. And that could be a part of it. And they don't see the whole picture. Diana, I wanted to ask Mike if he is the Michael Chapman who has spoken at Eagle Forum
and
part of EdWatch.
Yes.
Oh, Well, praise the Lord. I got to hear you speak years ago, back when we were fighting Goals 2000, and at an Eagle Forum conference, and you are just such a great speaker and a true patriot, and I just am thrilled that you're on the show with us, and I wanted to ask you to give your thoughts about all of this and share with us.
Well, Ms. Barbara, that's Ms. Christina Micus. It's Ms. Christina Micus. You're talking about Michael Chapman. No, she invited Michael to come on the national conference last Thursday night. That's why I was talking about Michael. But now I think Ms. Christina's going to try to get him to come and maybe be a part of some conference that she wants. But he's not actually with us, Ms. Barbara.
I thought I heard him
not today.
No, he's not.
It's today.
I would like to get him to talk to, if we can get a whole group of pastors together, then I would like to get him on the phone with those pastors, too.
That would be terrific.
Yeah, he would be awesome. And to Alice, I think, you know, we're going to have to work together on a lot of things. And, you know, I was hoping that win-win that I was hearing in Texas, because I knew when I heard you at the beginning, your call was we must get rid of C-Scope because, you know, it's a snake. You've got to get rid of the snake. And that did not happen. And me and Ms. Barbara were talking about the iCloud system because, you know, all the states are going to have this cloud system. And so we saw that as, of course, going to be like what happened in Texas. So you pretty much confirmed that. But I'm thinking we're really going to have to work at educating the teachers because they do not yet get it, that this Common Core, Race to the Top, all this are tied together, and it's really not going to help them in the long run. So I think that's part of our task is going to be to educate those teachers, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. And I can tell you that in traveling these last 2 weeks, every meeting that I've gone to, I've gotten reports that the administrators have called teachers in and told them they could not go to this meeting, to the meeting that I was speaking at. They do not want teachers at our meetings, no, because the teachers are the ones that are kind of held hostage in this, because they cannot speak out publicly and for fear of retribution, and there is real retribution happening across, at least in Texas, I know for sure, in these districts from these superintendents and administrators. So, and that's one of the reasons why we have our Wednesday night call. We have a conference call every Wednesday night here in Texas with our communication teams across the state. And one of the reasons why we're really pushing that out publicly is so that teachers can come on that call and ask questions or give information, and it's all anonymously because they're
awesome.
Being gapped.
Awesome. Well, they've done it in our state, too, not just teachers. Would you believe that they passed a law where the school board members and the local school boards cannot talk about the decision that was made by the majority? They cannot go behind and talk about it, talking about a gag order. I mean, everybody's being put under a gag order, and we even hear about, I think Professor Stotsky might have been the one that mentioned that even children, you know, they're also being paid to sign things like a gag order. I'm not really sure if that was her or an email I got, but it sounds to me like there's going to be right for some kind of lawsuit, Dawn, coming up, and I'm just curious, in that meeting yesterday with Arne Duncan, was Martha Roby of Alabama present? Did she speak up?
I don't know. I only caught a small portion of it, and by the time I got on there, they were 3 hours into this thing, so I have to go back and view the whole thing, but one would hope so, and I know that one of our congressmen from California, Duncan Hunter, He totally knows about this. We reached out to his staff, his education analyst, sent her information. So it is not for a lack of trying. I don't know if he spoke up. I'll have to go back and look at it. But just even the snippet I saw was so infuriating that, you know, I just don't even understand why they bother to have these hearings. I mean, it's just kabuki theater. It does nothing for the people. They kept trying to ask Arne Duncan about the waivers. They admitted that the DOE is completely objecting to the oversight that Congress is supposed to do on these people. You know, it is beyond the power of the government. And frankly, it looks like if we're not going to get help in the areas we need it, we're going to have to end up taking it to the court. Because what the Department of Education is doing is against the law. It is against the Constitution. It is against privacy rights. It is, you know, I just don't know how much more they need to burn the Constitution.
And that, Ms. Barbara, how about that? I mean, when I hear that even local school board members, that there's a gag order against them, and now we're, you know, just like Alice is saying, you know, there's pretty much a gag order on teachers. I would hope that this would be the time for lawsuits to start popping up. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a violation of their First Amendment right, freedom of speech. And, you know, that it, and until it is addressed, though, they, and as long as they continue to get away with it, you know, nothing will change. You asked about Martha Roby in that meeting, that committee meeting on education, and I saw just a small part of it, and I didn't see her there. Now, that doesn't mean she wasn't there, but I looked for her and couldn't find her. And the part I saw, one of the congressmen had addressed a question to Arne Duncan, and then when Arne Duncan began to answer it, the chairman or timekeeper said, "Time's up, time's up." So he did not get to answer. It was
Four. Exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt, but John Klein.
No, go ahead.
I was told 2 years ago this was the guy to talk to about education. This is the guy out there fighting for us. No, this is the guy that's part of the problem. This is the guy that chairs the committee who does absolutely nothing for children, for teachers, for administrators who are against all of this. This is a guy who's part of every part of the problem of Common Core.
Wow.
But I don't feel strongly about it.
Tell us how you feel.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I tell you, Professor Sotsky said it pretty well yesterday, Alice. I love what she said, and Miss Barbara said, I've got to write that down, and we've got to start passing it on. I'm going to try to quote what she said. She said, and of course, all of us knows, but for you, the audience who do not know, Sandra Sotsky was on the National Validation Committee of Common Core, and she would not sign off on it. It is so bad. But she said, for these superintendents and others who say that we have spent so much, we got to continue regarding Common Core. She says, no, if you're feeding poison to your children, you don't want to continue using that poison supply, even if you've invested a lot of money in buying it. That's
perfect.
Exactly what it is. But I'm thinking now, you know, we heard the Jackie Virgo story, and there's many other stories. So, Miss Christina, I'm wondering if this is not something that national organizations like Eagle Forum could not take on and start some kind of a litigation or I don't know. I'm just thinking
actually,
that really there's a lot of people
I don't want
hurt.
To say too much about it now. Dawn knows. I don't want to say too much about it on the radio at the moment, but we are looking into this already. Dawn and I are working with someone that is, we're actually looking into all of this right now, the legalities of it.
I'm just thinking all these other entities, Foundation for Moral Law, even in Alabama, Miss Barbara, I think they could be our help in this, don't you? I mean, it's just
Well, they could, and we need to pursue this because Common Core and a national curriculum and testing and assessments, all of that is totally illegal, unconstitutional, and should be challenged in the court. So I am so glad that that's going forward because it's we have the foundation to stand on with that.
Alice, thank you so much for that information. I think we really need to be looking at what y'all are finding out because we know that's what's going to happen to the rest of the country. You know, they're trying their very best, and if they don't succeed one way, they'll try another.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've been telling groups when I speak, is that when the left has a plan and it doesn't work, be watching because they have plan A, B, C, and D that are all working simultaneously towards the end goal. And so they are very well organized, and they are using people and organizing people across the country, and they don't even realize that they're being used. And so I think that, and we've talked about it on the national conference call before, but I think it's imperative to say here now, the only way that we can truly fight back is to fight back locally and to get people, empower people locally to fight themselves. Because when, and one of the things that we're doing, this is just kind of an idea that you may want to do in other states. We have our logo, the Stop C-Scope logo, and then the tagline, Seek the Truth, Share the Truth, and Stand for the Truth. And so we've made yard signs with the Stop C-Scope, and then now we've crossed out where you can still see the C-Scope, but we've crossed out C-Scope and put Stop Common Core, and we're trying to get those yard signs out across the entire state, especially in these school districts where the superintendents are digging in their heels, because it's in small communities. So if these yard signs start showing up, they're noticed in the community. It's not like something that's there. Then we've also got the Stop C-Scope, Stop Common Core logo on T-shirts that we're having a big education forum here on Saturday in Canton, Texas. And we're going to have those T-shirts for people to get and then wear those in their school when they go to their school board meeting. If we can get all these people to start wearing these T-shirts in their school board meetings and get, you know, one of the things that the left is brilliant at is photo opportunities. And so if we can get all of these people across the state in these small towns in Texas to wear these T-shirts and get pictures of themselves in school board meetings fighting back, that will send a big message and show momentum. And that's what we're training people to do locally is to become the media and drive the narrative that we've got to take this out of our schools.
Oh, I love it. I love the yard signs. Love the T-shirts.
I do, too. We're going to do that, Diana.
Oh,
we're going to do that here in Southeast Alabama.
Let's be sure to mention this on our call Thursday.
Wow.
Yes.
We need this coming across. And, you know, I'm excited because, you know, we're hearing the movement now. You know, we just heard, I think the latest was Pennsylvania. And, you know, we heard the big win in Michigan and Indiana. And I think I've even seen Georgia, Utah, I think they're passing resolutions. So, you know, there's an awakening going on. And I think, you know, we're not going to take no for an answer. These legislators better wake up, because they're going to be on the wrong side. They're going to be on the outside of the legislature, because I guess, Alice, when you speak to their parents, I doubt that you find anybody that's lukewarm.
No. And it's interesting, because we had a guy donate for us a big sign that I can take with me everywhere I go, that I just pull up easily when I'm speaking. And so at the end of my meetings, I invite everyone who agrees with me and doesn't want to just sit there and debate to come and stand with me in front of the sign so we can take a picture and get the visual. and they all come up to the front. They all want to be in. And so we're building little armies to fight back locally. And I haven't had any controversy really with people argue with me, because I don't think that they can defend it publicly. When these parents start hearing and start connecting the dots, it's almost embarrassing if you're trying to defend it. And so that's what, and then they all come and take the picture, and then we put it all out on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So, and it does. It makes a big difference in a small town if all these people show up at a meeting and take a picture in front of signs, and then they start putting the yard signs in their yard.
Well, Alice, we need a picture of that. We need to know what yours look like. I think we need them.
So, yes. I will send it. And if you go to either Women on the Wall or on my Facebook, Alice Linehan, you'll see I usually post the latest pictures of all these parents in front of this sign. So that's my cover shot and my profile shot on Facebook.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So
that's
good.
What I've been doing. Giving us lots of ideas. You have given us lots of ideas already, Alice. I am grateful. Well, Dawn, do you have a question or a comment to Alice? And I'll let you and Christina and Miss Barbara to, you know, say some more.
No, I just thank Alice for everything she's doing. She's an inspiration to the rest of us, and she's so far ahead of the curve on this that I look to her and Donna Garner and Henry Burke and all these folks to let me know what's going on. We get so excited about the news that comes out of Texas, and then a little bit dejected when I talk to Alice, because she knows it's not nearly as good as you think it is, but I am so grateful for having the accurate report on it. And it lets us know we just can't fall asleep again, and we need to keep pursuing it. So I just thank Alice over and over and over again for everything she does.
Well, thank you. I want to tell people, too, part of when we start these meetings, we show that video of the Mr. Kid President video. Y'all seen that, haven't you, Mr. Kid President? And it's a great video, and it's inspirational, and it calls people to greatness, and it kind of breaks the ice on this topic. But what we talk about is that a lot of that video, it wasn't the Republican Party that noticed the talents in that kid and used that video to get someone elected. It was Barack Obama. And it was Barack Obama who asked that young kid to come to the White House and then start announcing that, you know, like the Easter egg hunt. He's kind of the Mr. Kid President. He's the spokesman to the youth of our nation. And he's inspirational, and he calls people to greatness. But I also ask the audience, how do you feel right now with the way that our country is going, with the direction of our country is going? And nobody raises their hand and says that they feel good about it. And so I say, so all of this is an illusion. It's just an illusion to make us feel good. And that's what they're doing to our children with Common Core, is it's in all the big words and the fancy words. It's just an illusion to make them look good. And ignorance is bliss until reality hits. And when you hear the stories of what we know, the moms that have told the stories of their children that have been the victims of Common Core, that it is an illusion. And so, especially when we hear stories from the big press conferences that come out of, you know, elected officials on C-SCOPE that they've fixed the problem, a lot of times, again, it's just an illusion and a PR campaign. So, so that's where we together networked on our weekly conference calls on these kind of shows. We can bring the truth out and stop the illusions and protect our children. That's what this is all about. And that's why I believe God has his hand, even in times that we don't, when it seems overwhelming and the task is too daunting, it is him that is bringing us together on this show today, that brought us together on the conference calls, and that will continue to bring us together to give glory to him and to stop the illusion, because I think that the illusion is coming from Satan, and God is connecting the dots for us, and he's using us to glorify him.
Oh, absolutely. Amen.
Indeed. And
that's important we get together. This is why this is so important. You know, why Dawn and I and Diana, we started this national coalition. You know, we all need to connect. We all need to talk. We all need to share, because that is how we are going to crush this and stop the falseness, stop the lies. I was just reading a letter this morning to Diana from one of our Catholic schools here that sent out a letter to the parents. And it's just rot with lies. So, again, this is why it's important that we come out and we expose the lies, but we wouldn't know these things if we didn't connect together and network together and talk together and share all of this information. I do believe God has brought this army of believers together for a reason. Yes, I do. I agree with you 110%.
Oh, indeed, Alice. And thank you for painting that picture of, you know, the illusion that really that they are presenting and how we can break it, what reality is. We don't like the reality, but in order to fight the enemy, we have to know what we are fighting. So thank you. And I'm just so grateful for all the people that God is bringing to us. We've got interviews scheduled with Charlotte Isserby, Laurie Rogers, and Crystal is going to be on, Swayze is going to be on tomorrow. So these people are hungry to share the truth because they have a love for children. You know, they have a love for truth. And I'm thinking when you hear the stories of what's happening with the children, when the parents hear that, they're going to be like us. They're going to be saying, what can we do? And they're going to stand in front of Alice's picture. Hopefully we will have those kind of, we'll have those, something like that in our presentations too, because, you know, it's time. There is power with all of us together. And I like I said, we're not going to take no for an answer. So I'm going to pray for the legislators that they'll wake up, because there is so much at stake for them also. They just don't realize eternally there's a lot of stake for them, and really right now in this present world, there's a lot of stake for them because this is going to affect their children and their grandchildren. So we want to educate them, and we're praying that God would give us the wisdom, because I know I have none, but I'm learning a lot. And so, Alice, thank you, as always, for making yourself, even with very busy schedule, because I know you're fighting for your children. So, you know, this is an investment for you and your family, and we're grateful to your family for letting you do this. And Dawn, the same for you, Miss Christina. Miss Barbara just had to tend to her grandchildren, so she's not on the air with us anymore. So, in closing, I would like to ask people to go to various websites. And, Alice, if you don't mind, share yours. We do have some listeners in Texas, and so we'd like for them to get involved in the fight with you. So, if you want to share some of your websites, Alice, to start?
Yes, please do. You can find us at womenonthewall.org, And there's in any of our graphics, any of the signs, and please feel free to use those graphics. Those are not, don't have a copyright, and we want to share those. So please share that. And then also we have a lot of information on Voices in Power, empower.com. And then we've got a conference call tonight at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the call-in number and all that information is on womenonthewall.org. And we'd love to welcome everyone on the call tonight.
Thanks, Alice. And how about you, Ms. Dawn, if you don't mind, share your the website. And I know we've got this national website. Did you do another Facebook page, Dawn? Is there another
one?
Yes,
I actually just got a page done today. So we have a Facebook page. You can look under Cure, C-U-R-E, on Facebook. And we have our website up and going. It's www.natcure.org.
Okay. Now, was there an older Facebook page that's not there anymore? Or
no, we have an additional Facebook page that we're using just for us to communicate. It's private.
Oh, okay.
The one I did this morning is a public one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. How about you, Ms. Christina?
Well, she just gave all the information, so that's pretty much what we need people to go to that website, natcure.org, and you can learn a lot about Common Core, and we're posting daily. And so, again, join our Facebook page, Twitter. we have a Twitter feed, too.
Yep, that's at Cure, C-U-R-E, Nat, N-A-T, because we're a national coalition.
Yes.
And, Alice, we just posted something last night. We did a little Twitter education conference where Dawn and her friend Brad taught us. And if you don't mind, retweet. I don't know if – how does she retweet that one about Professor Stotsky's article,
Dawn?
She
goes on there and retweets it, but we can post it on her Facebook page as well.
Oh, yes. I will find it and retweet it.
What happened was we had Professor Stotsky on yesterday, and, you know, we're all upset with our dear Mike Huckabee because he's being brainwashed on Common Core. So we did a little blog, and Professor Stotsky is really the premier specialist on Common Core and English language arts. So, you know, when these little fourth grade teachers, when these superintendents act like this is the best thing, you know, English language arts through Common Core, the best thing ever, they need to be hearing from this woman. So I did a little article link to her interview, and we're sending it on to at Mike Huckabee. So hopefully his readers or whatever Twitter followers would also take notice and do their homework and inform dear Mike Huckabee. I love Mike Huckabee. I'm very disappointed in him, you know, very disappointed in him. And I'm praying, Lord, wake him up because I don't want him on my bad list.
No.
But the children come first, and I'm praying he'll realize that. So thank you, Alice. Thank you, Dawn. And Ms. Christina, would you mind closing us? I love the fact that, you know, you've always placed God in the midst of this. And we know we can't do it without him. So I'm going to turn it to you and ask you to close this, if you don't mind, in prayer.
Okay. I just posted it on your Facebook page, Alice, so it's there.
Great. I'm looking for it now. Thank you.
Okay, Lord, thank you. We come together, Alice, Dawn, Diana, Barbara, myself. Lord, you say where we are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. And, Lord, we just feel your presence. We feel your hand upon everything that we are doing this day because, Lord, we know that you want us to stand in the gap. And we are standing in the gap, Lord, against this darkness that is trying to take over our nation that you so blessed us with. And, Lord, we know that you have given us this charge. And together, Lord, we stand and we stand strong to do your will in your way and to be your obedient servants. Lord, just guide us with your spirit each day as we go forward as to exactly what to do, how you want us to do it. Open those doors, Lord, that you know we need to walk through. Even if sometimes we're a little afraid to walk through them because we don't think we're good enough or we're quite prepared or whatever, Lord, just give us that courage, the courage to stand, the courage to obey you, Lord, your courage to go forward, to do whatever it is that you would have us to do. Lord, we know that it's not going to be easy. We know that we're up against the gates of hell, but Lord, we know that all things are possible with you, Lord. And no matter what it is, Lord, according to your word in 8:28, Lord, Romans 8:28, you turn all things for good for those that are called by your name according to your purpose. Lord, we just want to be your obedient vessels to do what you would have us to do. We thank you for your hand upon this project that we're doing. Lord, we thank you as we go forward to reach people, to talk to people, that, Lord, the Spirit softens their hearts and opens their eyes and ears to hear the message and to be as concerned as we are, Lord, and to stand and come join us to stand in the gap. Lord, we ask for the blessings upon the people in Oklahoma, for what's going on there. We ask for your blessings and protection upon those people, Lord. And we just ask them that the Spirit work mightily in all that is going on there. Lord, we just thank you for everything. We thank you for the technology you've blessed us with, that we can come together and reach out to everyone so that they can hear. Lord, we just thank you and bless you and praise you. And unto you be the glory in all that we do. In your precious and holy name, Yeshua, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks to all. And listeners, we hope that you'll share the show. Tell your friends and family. Go to www.cityonahill.tv and just come learn with us. You are needed in the fight of the future of America's children. May God bless you. May God shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill. Goodbye.